Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Micah chapter 3 today, verses 1 through 4. Micah 3, verses 1 through 4. The prophet says, "And I said, Hear, you heads of Jacob, and rulers of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know justice, you who hate the good and love the evil, who tear the skin off of my people and their flesh from off their bones, who eat the flesh of my people, and flay their skin off from them, and break their bones in pieces, and chop them up like meat in a pot, like flesh in a cauldron? Then they will cry to the Lord, but he will not answer them. He will hide his face from them at that time, because they have made their deeds evil." Now we're going to stop and pull our challenge for today from this passage. Micah is now prophesying against the rulers of Israel, the ones who are in charge, the ones who have been given the authority by God to make decisions and to govern and to lead and to guide. But they were using their authority in a way in which they were taking advantage of the people. They had the ability to take people's land, and it's kind of like our eminent domain that we have in our government today, where the government, if they want to, can take someone's property. In the same way, they had authority, and they were abusing their authority to take advantage of the people underneath them. By the way, you know the Bible actually tells us as pastors that we have authority that he's given us in the church, but we're not to lord that authority over the people. You go back and look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4 later on, and you'll see it, that we're not to lord our authority over those entrusted to us, but we're to be an example to the flock. In the same way, God now speaking through the prophet Micah is actually getting on the leaders. That's why he says, "You heads of Jacob, you rulers of the house of Israel." He goes, "Aren't you to know justice, you who hate the good and love evil?" And then he goes on and describes the way that they're treating the poor as like slaughtering of an animal. That's what he goes on. He says, "You who tear the skin from off my people and their flesh from off their bones, who eat the flesh of my people and flay their skin from off them and break their bones in pieces and chop them up like meat in a pot, like flesh in a cauldron." But then he says to them, those people that are doing this, they're going to cry to the Lord, but he's not going to answer them. He'll hide his face from them at that time because they have made their deeds evil. We'll come back to that at the end of our challenge. But what I want you to hear today is this. How do you treat the poor? We could easily say, well, I'm not in government. I'm not in leadership. Well, it doesn't matter. The Bible actually talks about the fact that we're all supposed to have a heart, God's heart for the poor. Even in the church, in the book of James, we see that the early church had a problem with this. In James chapter 2, James writes, starting in verse 1, "My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, 'You sit here in a good place,' while you say to the poor man, 'You stand over there,' or 'Sit down at my feet,' have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you are called?" So here in the church, we even saw there was a favoritism toward the rich. And being a pastor for now for many, many years, I know that that was a struggle that I had to watch out for as well. Because it was very tempting to see a wealthy family come in and think, oh, they could be a big blessing to our church financially and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's not how God sees things. So we can sit here and talk about how the government's corrupt and the government taking advantage of the poor and all this stuff, and they're only in it for themselves. But at the same time, we could talk about the government of Israel and how back in that day they were wicked and they were like slaughtering the people and God really cared about the people. But let me ask you, we're not doing our daily challenges just so we can just learn history about the past in Israel in the BC era and in our book of Micah. We're talking today, allowing the Spirit of God to speak to us today. How do you treat the poor? What is God wanting to do through you? Who's around you? The widows, the fatherless, who could have you show your true religion, that the book of James says. Oh, by the way, as we touched on at the end of our passage for today, these ones who don't take care of the poor, we're treating them poorly, abusing their authority. When they cry for help in the time of judgment, he won't listen to them. Why? Because they didn't listen to the cries for help when they were in charge. They didn't listen to the cries for help from the people underneath them. And now they expect God to give them mercy when they cry to him for help? Folks, this is a serious thing. Allow God to speak to you about how he wants to demonstrate his reality of his love to those who are poorer than you, through you. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.